It's not happening to me. And then they just forget about it. Jeff?
Thank you, Mark. And that wraps up the front page stories. We turn now to the Tucson region section. U.S. Supreme Court decision won't affect Arizona's gay marriage ban, by Howard Fisher of Capital Media Services, Dateline Phoenix. Monday's decision by the U.S. Supreme Court not to delay same-sex marriages in other states has no immediate impact in Arizona, but it could expedite gay marriages in the state if and when federal courts here decide the issue. In essence, the justices on Monday refused to disturb, for now, federal appellate court rulings from other states that struck down bans on gays being able to marry. That action allows those rulings to take effect, with officials in those states now having no reason to refuse to issue licenses to same-sex couples while a full-blown appeal on the rights of gays proceeds. There has been no such ruling in Arizona. U.S. District Court Judge John Sedgwick is currently reviewing complaints in two separate lawsuits that the state law and a 2008 voter-approved constitutional amendment run afoul of federal constitutional protections of equal rights. He has not said when he will rule, but Sedgwick tipped his hand a bit last month when he decreed that Arizona had to honor the California marriage of a Green Valley man whose spouse had died. He directed the State Department of Health Services to issue a death certificate to Fred McQuire, listing him as the surviving spouse of George Martinez. At that time, Sedgwick said he had not yet decided the underlying claim in both lawsuits that there is a conflict between the Arizona ban and the rights of individuals under the U.S. Constitution. But the court has decided that it is probable that there is such a conflict, so that Arizona will be required to permit same-sex marriages, the judge wrote. If Sedgwick reaches that conclusion, the state likely would seek a stay while it appeals. But Sedgwick could deny that stay and rule that gays be immediately entitled to wed in Arizona. And Monday's Supreme Court action could be read to back him on such a decision. A more definitive action on the Arizona ban could come even before Sedgwick rules. Last month, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals heard arguments on the legality of similar bans in Nevada and Idaho. If the appellate judges declare such restrictions unconstitutional, that sets the precedent for all the states in the Ninth Circuit where same-sex marriage is illegal, including Arizona, Alaska, and Montana. Monday's Supreme Court action definitively says federal appellate court rulings on that issue can take effect even though there has been no final definitive ruling by the High Court on the rights of gays to marry. Mark.
Out of Yuma, legislative hopefuls showed their differences on education standards and border security in a debate Monday for Legislative District 4 candidates. Democratic incumbent Senator Lynn Pancrazzi and Representative Lisa Otondo and Democratic House candidate Charlene Fernandez said that they support the Common Core education standards. Republican Senate candidate Connie Uribe opposes the Common Core education standards. "Do you want your children to have an education that is common?" she said. "No, we want our kids to have something better, to excel." Republican House candidate and school board member Richard Hopkins said that the standards are, quote, pretty good, end quote, but he disapproves of the high cost of testing. He pledged to hold legislators' feet to the fire for improved school funding and criticized Fernandez for allowing an increase in administrative spending at the Yuma schools that she oversees as a school board member. Pancrazzi said that her opponent, Uribe, Pancrazzi asked her opponent, Uribe, how the state should handle the court ruling that $317 million is due to public schools for a voter-approved inflation factor on education funding. Uribe said that the legislature should budget for the $317 million, even as this court ruling is appealed. She said school districts should cut administrative spending. Pankrazi supports paying the $370 million from the state's rainy day fund and reinstating the inflation factor. The candidates also showed their differences in strategies for securing the border and reforming immigration law. Pankrazi said that the safety of the Yuma section of the border has been improved by law enforcement agencies working together, and she had encouraged best practices to be used on the Tohono-O'odham and Tucson sections of the border. She had also advocated for more customs jobs at the border to speed border crossing times. Uribe said that we don't need new immigration laws, just better enforcement. This isn't just about the crime, it isn't about the illegal trafficking, she said. Illegal immigration is costing this state a fortune. She supports moving more National Guard troops to the border and building a fence where one doesn't yet exist. Fernandez supports comprehensive immigration reform and says that it's an issue for the federal government to deal with this session. Hopkins said he'd advocate for moving Border Patrol agents from interior states to border areas. Otondo, who was recently appointed to a House Border Issues Committee, said that she would pressure congressional representatives to pass comprehensive immigration reform that improves systems for work visas and agriculture laborers and doctors. This issue has to be looked at thoroughly from many angles, she said. The district includes parts of Pima, Panal,